You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
It's a spicy Monday for you there. That was Stop on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan with you. 10 minutes gone on your nine.
And Simo, it is Monday morning, which means it is time for the fake news game.
I think it's a disgrace that information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. You are fake news.
Oh, the lies. You tell them and I see right through them.
Well, Simo, I tell one lie.
Yep.
And two truths. How this works, Simo, I've got three news headlines. I will read you nothing but the headline. And from the headline alone, you have to try and work out which one I have made up and which two are real. So there's three. Two are real. One I have made up.
All right, let's see how my truth radar is, my truth scope is. We'll just kick off the week.
Just before we get into it, there is a bit of a theme to the headlines this week.
Oh, okay.
Because SpaceX launched, that's Elon Musk's space thing, launched a couple of astronauts up to the International Space Station, and that whole thing was live streamed so you could watch it all as it happened in real time.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap into Elon's bank account.
It's probably not giant, though. He's quite rich, isn't he? All right, so Simo, I've got the three headlines here. You ready?
Yep.
Which one of these is fake? Headline number one. Possible UFO spotted during SpaceX launch live stream. Headline number two. Sparkly dinosaur toy spotted alongside astronauts during SpaceX launch live stream. And Simo, headline number three. Astronaut spotted going to toilet in background of SpaceX launch live stream. Those are the three headlines.
Okay, right. Can you give them to me again?
Why? Because you were distracted by some people that just walked into the office. You weren't listening.
That's right. Yeah, Monday I'm getting absolutely pelters from some people next door.
Possible UFO spotted during SpaceX live stream launch. Headline number two. Sparkly dinosaur toy spotted alongside astronauts during SpaceX launch. And finally, headline number three, astronauts spotted going to the toilet in the background of SpaceX launch live stream. Simo, what's your thoughts?
Oh, dear. I didn't actually tune into the broadcast for the space flight, did you?
No.
Yeah, so they've made it this morning, mind you.
Mm.
They docked in the International Space Station.
Mm-hmm.
So all's well with those. Did you notice as well that one of the guys had two first names?
No.
His last name was Ben Ken.
Wait, his last name was Ben Ken.
Yeah.
So he was called Brad Ben Ken or whatever his first name was.
I think his first name was Bob.
Bob Ben Ken.
It's pretty good.
Sounds like a kid's TV character. Bob Ben Ken went to the shop.
Yeah, so
he went shopping for some cornflakes.
Yeah, the boys are all good up there this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was Doug Hurley.
Okay.
So mind you, those are the two boys that are up there in the International Space Station now.
Mm.
Give me option three.
Well, Simo, is that you normally eliminate one?
Give me option three as the lie.
You're just going straight into it. Normally you eliminate one first.
No, option three is a lie.
Option three is a lie, correct?
Yes! Oh,
Simo,
I'm good. I can't even remember them, to be honest.
I know, that's why you said option three. Simo, a possible UFO was supposedly spotted during the SpaceX live stream launch. A sparkly dinosaur was taken up with the astronauts. You can see it in their live stream cameras. But Simo, an astronaut was not spotted going into the toilet during the background of a SpaceX launch live stream. Congrats.
Nailed it. Thank you. Truth seeker, truth finder.
If you want some truth, contact Simo.
I'm the guy.
Simo and Jordan.
You're on Snow FM. Simo, Jordan with you. 21 minutes gone on your nine.
And Simo, I want to talk about Arnott's biscuits, specifically Tim Tams.
Now, there's a couple of different varieties that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tim Tams the superior? Is that like the well kind of thought out decision that people have made?
Look, I think Tim Tam is the pinnacle of all things biscuit.
Because they do the mix packs as well, don't they?
Like the Arnott's assorted creams.
That's
and all that
right,
sort of
yeah.
stuff.
No one.
But there's no Tim Tams in there. I don't know why.
No one ever touches. Well, I don't mind the one that's shaped like a bear.
The teddy bear biscuit.
Yeah. Don't mind that one. Also, the Scotch finger gets a good run.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good time.
Don't mind a good Scotch finger.
But with that one, you definitely want to split it straight down the middle.
Oh,
it sucks when you, Like, if you crack it the wrong way or if it gets a bit into too many pieces, it's just not the same experience.
I do. But when you go to crack the Scotch finger, potentially you can it can not split down the middle but crack into, like, 15 different pieces.
Yeah.
Which is heartbreaking.
It's a great education for a young person with, like, risk management.
But Simo, I want to talk about Tim Tams. Mm. It's interesting you bring up the variety of biscuits that aunts do, because there's a whole load of variety of Tim Tams.
Oh, hell.
Like, have you noticed this in the supermarket, or have you actually had any?
There's a subcategory of Tim Tams. I mean, I haven't partaken.
Well, there's, like, the normal original Tim Tams, which are the best.
Okay.
There's double-coated ones. Mm. There's, like, caramel ones, which aren't great, not going to lie.
Really?
There's, like, strawberry ones as well, and there's a whole lot of other flavours.
Right.
And to that, Arnott's are going to add another flavour of Tim Tam, but they need the public's help to decide which one it is.
Okay, so are they looking for input, like fresh ideas? Are they looking for a voting kind of scenario?
They're going for voting. They haven't trusted the public to come up with ideas. Otherwise, we might get a Boaty McBoatface Tim Tam.
Well, the two that spring to mind that you haven't mentioned in the already assorted collection, I reckon there must be either some peanut butter or some salted caramel involved here, potentially.
You're not a million miles away with one of them. So they have got a poll up at the moment between two flavours that you can choose whichever one you reckon would taste nicer. There is a double choc caramel cream.
Okay, yep.
Or coconut cream.
Oh, yeah, the coconut. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, they've just gone all out, really, haven't they, on that first one?
Yeah, they're caramel, chocolate, cream, chuck it all in there. Double it, why not?
Yeah, and if it's salted caramel as well, I reckon that's becoming, it's becoming like the new mayonnaise. People are just putting it with everything. Like, same, you know, people put tomato sauce or barbecue sauce with everything.
So when you go buy a sandwich for lunch, you might have
salted caramel.
Ham and salted caramel.
I don't exactly know what salted caramel is. I assume it's just caramel with salt in it.
I mean, I guess so. I don't know.
But it does sound very, like, does sound very oriental. Sounds very kind of, kind of outrageously, like, needless. Like, it's got caramel in there, but you added a bit of salt just to be pretentious.
I mean, I don't know. Salt is salted caramel pretentious? I don't know. Maybe it is.
I feel like it is. It's kind of something that you only order as an extra. It's never in a meal.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But Simo, the reason I bring this up is because, right, I haven't looked at the voting, but I assume the double choc caramel cream is miles out in front of the coconut cream.
Okay.
Because,
yeah,
here's my thought. Although coconuts are healthy, probably not when it's mixed in with a Tim Tam and cream, but, like, raw coconuts are healthy and coconut water and all that sort of stuff, I reckon that's why people, like, drink it or eat it. I actually reckon coconut tastes terrible, and no one likes coconut. Get on the phone now, 64572977, or head over to SnowFM Instagram. Do you actually like coconut products? Like, I'm talking coconut water, coconut cream, coconut milk, desiccated coconut on Lamingtons. It ruins Lamingtons.
Oh, I'm in the coconut corner, as it were.
You're in the brown furry corner with a white inside.
That's right. I've got big brown furry gloves ready to ding ding, ready for a fight. Because I'm all in favour of coconut. It's one of the quickest ways to hydrate the old coconut water.
It just tastes like off water.
Yeah, but it's ever so sweet and hydrating.
Well, give us a call, 64572977. Are you like Simo in the brown, furry, coconutty water?
Coconut corner.
Coconut corner. Or are you over with me in the double choc caramel corner?
Call now, 64572977, the number for that one. Lines open now, Macklemore involved. We're going thrift shopping, popping tags this morning on your Monday.
Simo and Jordan.
Junior, senior, moving the feet this morning and just gone past your 9:30. It's Simo and Jordan with you for your Monday, kicking off the week, spinning the older school stuff. And right now, speaking of old school, 103 years of age. What an innings.
That classifies as old school.
What do you reckon? 103, you dig it? You go that far?
I mean, I'd try and live as long as I can.
If you have the choice.
If I had the choice and all health was good and it was a good life, I'd try and live as long as I can. I think everyone would do that.
Well, this feisty 103-year-old has survived COVID-19.
And they're feisty, apparently.
Yeah, well, like, she's part of, obviously, the danger demographic.
Mm-hmm.
103 years of age, high risk age group.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Gunn is her name. What a gun.
You've got to respect. I mean, I wouldn't dream of calling a 103-year-old lady by her first name. You've got to show respect.
Exactly.
Is it Miss Gun or Mrs. Gun?
Well, we'd go with Mrs. Gun,
mm-hmm.
Although I do believe she might be widowed, so I don't know if it reverts or if it just stays.
No, I don't know how it
works.
Yeah,
it's a tricky one.
But what I do know is Gun is such a cool last name.
So to celebrate her clear test from COVID-19 after suffering for several weeks,
mm-hmm.
she enjoyed a ice-cold beer at 103 years of age.
Yeah, I think you've earned it.
Yeah.
In fact, you have 100% earned it.
So what I figured was we could do a top five. Five ways to celebrate beating COVID-19 at 103 years of age. Top five. All right, coming in at number five.
Mm-hmm.
How to celebrate once you've reached over a century of age. read your letter from the Queen. Just do a bit of light reading first and foremost because you've got it.
Yeah, that's when you're 100.
100, yeah,
when you're
yeah.
When you pass 100, you get a letter from the Queen.
So if she's keeps reading it at 103, she's kept it in pristine condition.
Like, I know this isn't the system, but I just love every single birthday after 100 if you got like a slightly better present from the Queen.
That'd be good.
So like 100 was just like a letter. Then like 101, maybe a key ring. Maybe 102, something a bit better still. And then if you make it to like 120, 130, she just gives you like... Have the monarchy for a day. It's yours. Have the crown.
She's a grandma, so she'd probably dish the socks and jocks first and foremost.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Then the letter, then the good stuff. Coming in.
I wonder if she turns 100, does she have to write a letter to herself?
Just writes in her diary.
Yeah.
coming in at number four for the five top ways to celebrate beating COVID-19 at 100 years of age, go for a run. Because you've already beaten COVID-19. You're fighting fit. Ready to rumble.
Yeah. Admittedly, I haven't seen this Mrs. Gunn, so yep. I don't know what her...
She's an absolute gun, mate.
Yeah, but I don't think there's many 103-year-olds going for runs.
Yep. So coming in at number three, she's clear from COVID-19, so she can go visit her friends at a social distance. So all she has to do is just, you know, hit up the museum.
Which is probably closed still.
Yeah, but, you know, go to the museum, she'll be able to see all her friends, because, you know, she's 103, you've got to go to where they are.
Oh, I see. I get the joke that you're trying to do now. Because yeah. There's old stuff in the museum.
Wave to Tutankhamun.
And she's 103. Oh, I went to school with him. Sima, how rude. I think you should apologise to Miss Gunn.
It was a bit rough for you Monday, I apologise. Coming in at number two, bake some bread. Because she's missed out on all of the fun things that being in lockdown has provided.
Baking bread is what you classify as a fun thing.
Woo! I'm clear from COVID-19. Time to bake some bread.
Woo! Look at that yeast rise!
Coming in at number one on the top five ways to celebrate beating COVID-19 on your 103rd birthday, have a really long nap. Because, I mean, you're probably a bit tired.
Just in general, I think naps are a good thing.
Simo and Jordan.
Smash Mouth, you're on Snow FM. Walking on the sun this morning, and speaking of space, I mean, it is an opportune moment to discuss the out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the two astronauts touched base on the International Space Station.
Yeah, so this was Elon Musk's SpaceX. It launched over the weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Two astronauts have now docked with the International Space Station.
Bob Ben Ken, I'm a massive fan of his name.
That
he sounds
cool
like one of those Mortal Kombat heroes. And then Doug Hurley as well, the other astronaut involved there, hopping in a rocket, first privately crafted one by SpaceX, Elon Musk.
The man with the very big bank account.
Yeah, I've been in trouble on this show before for talking smack about Elon.
Yeah, don't criticise Elon.
They'll come after me. However... what we will discuss...
I've been in trouble for this before. However, I'm going to do it again.
So his girlfriend, on-again, off-again girlfriend, Grimes. So Grimes recently shot out a child of Elon Musk's.
Grimes, she's a rapper or a musician?
She's a country pop
singer.
Like, she's a fusion muso. She's like Enya, but in 2020.
I'm going to say this now so I don't get in trouble. I know nothing about Elon Musk. Do not owe his family or his... All I know is he's got a lot of money and he likes space.
A lot of power, a lot of influence. So Grimes has recently given birth to his kid, which we've covered on this show as well, which is named...
That was the weird name.
XAE-12.
Yeah.
She recently added some Roman numerals because, and I quote...
Just because you can.
They're cool.
Yeah, I think they would... I mean, I might change my name to Jordan XI.
However, if you wanted to get amongst these guys even more in what they're doing, Grimes has now put on offer her soul for the cool price of $10 million.
So you can buy her soul.
That's right, yep. For $10 million-y dues.
Is there some kind of physical thing? Like, obviously, a soul's not, it's not like a lung or something. It's like, here it is, it just takes it out of her body.
No, it's a document. So with, like, yeah, with legal ramifications that you now own Grimes' soul for $10 million.
What are the benefits of owning Grimes' soul? Can you...
Not sure.
Because you own it, can you get Grimes to do stuff for you?
Well, I assume it's like any soul, right? You can, I don't know, chuck it in a cauldron, maybe do some spells.
Is that what you do with your soul?
Not mine, but I'd be a bit more frivolous with someone else's soul. Mm. Take care of mine.
Leave
it wherever it is.
Well, Simo, I say this now. Grimes has put her soul on available to purchase for, what was it, $10 million?
Yep.
I'm going to make a big statement now.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, my soul is available for purchase.
Well, how much are you putting yours out there for?
Just 1 million.
Okay.
Just a lazy
right.
1 million.
Wow.
So if anyone...
That's cheap.
If anyone, Simo, perhaps you or anyone wants to give me $1 million, I will happily grab a scrap piece of paper, write down my soul on it.
Yeah.
I'll sign that piece of paper too and hand it over to you.
Yeah, it might be legally binding though. Because you need, you know, you'll need your soul at some point, I'm sure. It's like, you know.
Yeah, but I've got $1 million, so I reckon that kind of balances it out. I can buy a yacht.
The document is on sale as part of her new art exhibition called Selling Out, where she presents drawings, prints, photos, and conceptual art pieces.
Okay.
Very edgy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you're interested. I reckon the ultimate flex by Elon, because he's worth big dollars.
Yeah.
He should purchase it. He should just be like, roll in, just be like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll buy your soul.
Do you reckon they've got a shared bank account, those two? So it's like, it doesn't even... So it's like, right, I've got to get the $10 million out of my bank account and pay for it, and back into my bank account it goes, and I've got your soul!
Wouldn't put it past him.
I'm going to take your soul to space just because I can.
Pitbull now. It's going
down. Simo and Jordan.
Pitbull, Kesha as well. That was Timber on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan with you. 11 minutes on the way to 10 o'clock.
And Simo, I want to talk about tattoos.
Oh, I am a clean skin.
Yes, so am I. Neither you or I have tattoos.
What would you get?
Oh, if I had to get something, I don't know.
Dolphin?
Yeah, maybe a dolphin.
Yeah.
It's a nice peaceful animal, the
you
dolphin.
You do have a bit of an aqua vibe.
I do have a dolphin vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I've also got big guns where a good dolphin tattoo would go.
Yeah, anchor on the other side.
No, I'm not getting a tattoo anytime soon, that's safe to say.
Neither.
But no, Simo, the reason I bring up tattoos is because a Canadian guy has kind of gone viral with his sort of unique tattoo.
Oh.
All we know him as is Donnie from Toronto.
Donnie!
And he's decided to tattoo himself entirely blue.
Oh, no. That's not good.
So from head to toe... Every little part of his body is completely sky blue.
That's so bad. Why? Why would you do that? So is it serving a purpose for him?
That's enough of that song. It's very annoying. We can get rid of it.
I'll have you know that I bought that single. That was my very first single. This one. I mean, I'm a blue man in a blue world, but I don't need to tattoo myself in order to prove it.
What Simo doesn't say about that story is he actually bought that single about 2 weeks ago.
No.
So he's just very late to the party.
I'll have you know.
I didn't even realise they still make CDs.
I also bought the follow-up single, Move Your Body.
What a song that was. Eiffel
65. That's the ones.
God, I'm sad
so
I know that.
This guy's obviously a fan.
Well, maybe not. But he has decided to tattoo himself completely blue, like sky blue.
Nice.
So obviously the comparison's made with the Smurfs and Avatar.
Oh, classic.
And you know what he reminds me of? Now, this is it's a very niche reference. I'm going to state that before we go into it.
Yeah.
But Simo, I think you've seen it. The movie Big Fat Liar.
Oh, yes, vaguely.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
In that movie, it was like a kid's movie in the early 2000s starring that kid from Malcolm in the Middle. And in it, like one of the final scenes is him turning, I think his name's Paul Giamatti or
that's
something like that.
That's the actor, yeah, you nailed it.
The actor turning completely blue.
Hmm.
And that's more or less what this guy looks like. He's got orange hair as well, which doesn't really
my goodness,
make it much better.
I'm trying to find him, but I've found some other blue tattooed people.
Yeah, that's him. That's yeah, there you go, that's him.
Like you say, really? That's him?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got... My goodness. All right, so he's got some kind of dreadlock beard bits going on.
Which is sort of orangey in colour.
Yeah. No, but he hasn't. He's definitely waxed his monobrow. The eyebrows are separated. But yeah, he's very hairy.
I like to me. You got a picture of a man on your screen which is completely blue, and your first observation was, oh, he's got rid of his monobrow.
He's got really nice brows.
He doesn't have a monobrow.
Look, I'm always someone I like to focus on the positives. But he is blue, so that is slight drawback. But you know, I'm sure there's some other blue. I'm sure there's blue people out there.
Well, I'm sure there's at least one. Him, yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
But Simo, I think I'm guessing I already know the answer to this question. But yes or no, would you get it done?
No, of course not.
No surprises there.
Wow. Says he's. Wow, he's gone his entire body blue to re-energize his mental health. That's, I don't know if that's medically advised.
I mean, if mental health is very important, if it helps, by all means, go for it.
Yeah, so maybe we'll see a few more blue people.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He could set a trend.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.